Okay, it's the 24th of February, and I'm at Glenville, West Virginia, at the home of Phyllis and Jesse Marks. And what's the name of this one, Phyllis?
Grandma's in the Cellar. Grandma's in the cellar, Lordy, can't you smell her, making biscuits on her darned old dirty stove. In her eye there is some matter that keeps dripping in the batter, and she whistles while it runs down her nose, and she whistles while it runs down her nose. In her eye there is some matter that keeps dripping in the batter, and she whistles while it runs down her nose. That's all. There was an old woman lived by the seashore. Bow down, there was an old woman lived by the seashore. Bow and balance to me. There was an old woman lived by the seashore, and she had daughters three or four. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. A young man came a-courtin' there. Bow down, a young man came a-courtin' there. Bow and balance to me. A young man came a-courtin' there, and he courted the youngest fair. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. He bought the youngest a fine fur hat. Bow down, he bought the youngest a fine fur hat. Bow and balance to me. He bought the youngest a fine fur hat. The oldest sister, she didn't like that. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. Oh, sister, let's walk by the seashore. Bow down, oh, sister, let's walk by the seashore. Bow and balance to me. Oh, sister, let's walk by the seashore and see the ships come sailing o'er. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. And as they walked along by the sea brim, bow down, and as they walked along by the sea brim, bow and balance to me. And as they walked along by the sea brim, the oldest pushed the youngest one in. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. Oh, sister, lend me your hand. Bow down. Oh, sister, lend me your hand. Bow and balance to me. Oh, sister, lend me your hand, and I'll give you my house and my land. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. I'll lend you neither my house nor my glove. Bow down. I'll lend you neither my hand nor my glove. Bow and balance to me. I'll lend you neither my hand nor my glove, for all I want is your own true love. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. And when in the sea the sister they found, bow down, and when in the sea the sister they found, bow and balance to me. And when in the sea the sister they found, she said, by my sister I was drowned. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. And when they made a bow of her golden hair, bow down, when they made a bow of her golden hair, bow and balance to me. And when on the fiddle the bow it did sound, it said, by my sister I was drowned. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. I missed. This is the soldier and the lady, or the soldier and the brave volunteer. This song was handed down the family, but not through mine. It was through Jesse's. One of his cousins sang it to me. One morning in May, I spied a young couple a-wandering away beside the river in the beautiful spring. To sea waters glide, hear the nightingales sing. Hand in hand they walked and they talked along together, and where they were going they did not say whither, but I think they were going along by the spring. To sea waters glide, hear the nightingales sing. They hugged and they kissed and they caught around the middle, and out of his knapsack he drew a fine fiddle, and the tune that he played made the valleys all ring. 'Twas sweeter than music a nightingale sing. Ah, now, said the soldier, 'tis time to give o'er. Ah, no, said the lady, play just one tune more. For I'd rather hear one click of the strings than to see waters glide, hear the nightingales sing. They tarried and tarried an hour or two, but nary a tune from his fiddle he drew. But the tune that he played made the valleys all ring. 'Twas sweeter than music a nightingale sing. Alas, said the lady, will you marry me? Ah, no, said the soldier, that never can be. I've a wife in old Ireland and children of three, and the prettiest baby you ever did see. I'll go back to old Ireland and stay there 1 year, and instead of cold water my drink shall be beer. And if e'er I return, it will be in the spring. To sea waters glide, hear the nightingales sing. And now, my fair maidens, take warning from me. Never place your affection in a soldier so free. He'll hug you, he'll kiss you, like this one done me, and leave you in sorrow with the babe on your knee. Sing rock-a-bye, baby, sing rock-a-bye-bye. Sing rock-a-bye, baby, sing rock-a-bye-bye.
Well, tell us a good ghost story, Phyllis.
I don't know. Have I ever told you a good ghost story? Oh, I don't know whether it excites you much or not, but there used to be a house up here above Sand Fork. The young man was away working, and mom told it, and a bunch of the girls was there visiting, you know, on a Sunday afternoon, and they was expecting him back, and he... They heard the gate open, and they heard somebody walk up the walk, and they all hid. They thought he'd knock on the door, and he did. Or something knocked on the door. But they finally went to the door, and he wasn't there. And they thought he was playing a trick on them, and they walked all around the house and hunted for him, and then the next day they heard he'd been killed. I don't know whether that's a very good ghost story or not, but you've heard tales like that, haven't you? You tell us a ghost story.
You're going to tell me about the bow down, where you
well,
got
it? Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay.
My mother kept telling me to go to Tanner, that's where I lived. And she said, Marthy Messenger, they called her Moss, knew this song, and she'd sing it for me. Well, I just wasn't too enthused about the song, but I finally went, and this woman was about 90 years old, and that's the way she sung it. And actually, she turned out to be one of my relatives, one of my messenger relatives, but I thought she did a good job of singing at 90 years old.
Yeah.
That's where we got it, and Pat lived in Tanner, too. I don't know why he didn't find her.
Yeah.
Grass is greener on the other side of the
fence.
Well, I was going to tell you this. This has something that happened to Jesse's mother when she was a girl.
Yeah.
We had an old house on Lynch Run. It's tore down now, but it had a great big hall through it. And so these kids were all... teenagers were all staying at home one night by themselves, and they got afraid, so they all just piled up in one room and wouldn't go across the hall. And along in the night, where there was an awfulest noise went through the halls, pump, 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 pump through the hall, and you could imagine what the kids all thought, you know, scared to death. They put the chair, bed up against the door. And then it come on out and walked across the porch, same noise, and fell over and groaned. But there's an answer to that story. The people had made a big kettle of lye soap the day before, and like today, it was windy and it blew the top off of it, and that horse in the springtime didn't have much to eat, and it'd eat some of that lye soap, and it had, as it was dying, it was going through that house and fell off on the porch and died. But that'd really raise the hair on your head, wouldn't it?
It was a horse that went right through the house.
I suppose it was sick, you know, and then wouldn't make a trot like a, so you'd know it was a horse.
Yeah.
Just a barely going through.
Pump, pump.
And then they'd fell over and groan, a big groan, and they wouldn't go out.
That man who never came home, do you know what he died from or where he died?
I think he got killed and where he was working, but I don't know where that was. He was a Wyatt, I know that.
The man's name?
Uh-huh.
Wyatt?
Wyatt, uh-huh.
And that was the Sand Fork?
Yeah.
Where was this?
At New Bern, where my son-in-law was raised, at Jennings-Law. They had the Valentine. There's a house behind their house. They called the Valentine House, and it had been a house. They put hay in it in later years, but it had been a house, had a upstairs and downstairs fireplace. And they said of a night that you could hear a baby crying near the chimney and the mother crying. And the story about that was that the young woman got in trouble. And she was going to get this baby and didn't have the benefit of a husband. And her father and her brothers mistreated her. And finally killed her and the baby. And of a night, they said you could hear the baby crying. I wanted to get down there so bad, and then I got so I couldn't see. And then they tore the old house down. I'm gonna have.
Get me. Who is the fellow now that sings Black is the Color?
Hadsel Ball.
Hadsel Ball?
Uh huh.
And he lives where?
Over on Steer Run, I think it is.
Steer Creek?
Yeah, Steer Creek. He used to go to school at Sand Fork. That's how I got to know him, and then he comes to Senior Citizens anymore. Uh-huh. And I asked him if I'd send my tape recorder over there if he would sing.
Yeah, I'd like to meet him.
But he sings, well, of course, he's like Dr. Gaynor. He has an education, you know. And he sings, Barbara Allen, now slowly, she got up. You know how that?
Old-time
way. Uh-huh. Stop a cough.
Lemon and honey?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what granny grease is?
Yeah.
What's in granny grease?
You use lard, but lard that doesn't have any salt in it, and you put Jesse could tell more better what the ingredients are, but you put quite a bit of lard. Then you put about a tablespoon of turpentine and a tablespoonful of camphor, and then some lamp oil. But you don't put a whole lot of lamp oil in it either, but you stir it all up, and people used to warm it on their hearth. Now, my kids has had to wear granny grease.
Yeah. You put it on, they rub it on their chest for cold?
Uh-huh. And then if they've got the croup real bad, they would take a flannel cloth and pin it underneath their clothes, you know, and they wore that night and day. I'd always fuss about that, though, because that'd get pretty bad. But Jesse would have it. But the lamp oil was, or not the, the lard, was to take the, you know, too much, if you got too much lamp oil, it was to keep that from blistering them. Mm-hmm. You never had any granny grease?
I never had granny grease.
Well, it's good stuff. When we lived on Lynch Run and didn't have a phone, why, Jesse would run like a deer to the nearest phone to get the doctor, and when he'd come back, he'd say, we had that on there, and Jesse'd kind of apologize, and he'd say, oh, that's good, granny grease is good. And one time Lynn had the croup, and Mom would told me to put some brown sugar on an onion, and when this wouldn't be very much juice come out of it, as soon as the juice come out of it, to give him a little taste of that, and he would throw that, you know, it'd make him vomit, and then that phlegm would come out of his throat. So by the time the doctor got there, he was over the croup, and he said, that's all you need, just some home medicine.
Onion juice, hear that, Jess?
What?
Next time you get the croup, onion juice for you.
Well, you know, my mother knew all them old things, and...
What else did she use?
For croup?
For anything. I mean, what other home remedies did she use?
Oh, she put fat meat on her leg for poultice.
Uh-huh. Skunk grease?
No, I don't believe she ever used that. Her father was a doctor and had his own herb garden, and I wish I'd paid more attention. But now... She used to gather pokeberries and dry them for croup. You couldn't get very much of that either. But people now then buys pokeberries and takes one a day for arthritis. Hmm.
Dried or something?
Uh-huh, dried.
Huh. How about that?
Let's see. This is not a medical remedy, but... Mom had the silkiest black hair, and it wasn't even hardly any gray in it when she died, even though she'd been in a nursing home for a long time. But she'd go out just about this time of the year, take a bottle and tap a wild grapevine. And when she would wash her hair, she'd work all that sap through her hair. I'm going to tear that thing up yet. and her name, I don't know whether her hair would have turned black or not, but turned white, but it stayed black for a long, long time. And then, of course, when she went to the nursing home, they never thought about doing something like that. Another thing she did was she had this recipe for cough medicine. She'd get the hearts of 9 mulleins.
The what?
The hearts of 9 mulleins.
I don't know what 9 mulleins is.
Do you know what mullein is?
Oh, mullein, yeah.
Mullein. Uh-huh. Well, the reason she took the hearts of 9 mulleins was because that was the tender part. And she'd boil it and make, that's cough kind of cough syrup we had all winter. She'd boil it, and usually if she could get some horehound, she'd put in that. Uh-huh. It made it taste better.
Why 9?
Well, I suppose by getting the hearts of them, and, you know, they wouldn't be very big. Uh-huh. She'd say the hearts of 9 mulleins, though. Of course, that was the tenderest part of the mullein.
How about boneset? Did you know she used that?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I don't think that's in my medicine I'm taking now. It's not medicine. I've been on nerve medicine for years. And I went up to the health food store and I got me a bottle of something they said was for nerves. Uh-huh. It's got skull cap in it. Uh-huh. You ever hear tell a skull
cap? I've heard of that, but I don't think I know what the plan is.
Well, all these herbs that they've got together is for nerves. Uh-huh. Up here at
on the hill, yeah.
Have you ever stopped at that store?
I don't think I have.
Well, they've got a big book. It's bigger than a big family Bible. And it says herbs going back to the Garden of Eden. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you something that we did last summer in this... same man I mentioned, Hadsel Ball. We was talking about fleas, and, you know, with carpets on the floors, it's easy to get fleas.
Yeah.
I said, well, there's an old-fashioned remedy, but I can't find it anymore. And he said, what's that? And I said, pennerl oil. Uh-huh. You know what pennerl oil is?
Yeah.
Well, he gathered me some. And we kept it under the couch and chair, and after it dried, you know, and I took the stems of it and put it in between my mattresses on the bed. Now, I never had a flea that I know of, but I didn't want to get any either.
Yeah.
And then, of course, pennerl oil is good for a tea for a cold.
Mm-hmm. You know those little no-see-ums that come out in the late spring, summer, little bugs like gnats?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I use pennerl oil on my arms to keep them off. They won't bother you if you have that on your arms.
Yeah, well, you get it and get the juice.
Yeah, you can buy the oil of pennerl.
Yeah, you can buy it up here at this health food store.
Uh-huh.
He gave us a little bit to put in Sarah's bath water.
Uh-huh.
But it's pretty strong, isn't it?
Yeah. Excuse me. What was that? A consumption weed?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what the real name of it is?
No, because that was what her dad called it. He was Dr. William Layfield over on Camden, and that's what he called it.
Huh.
I don't know whether I'd know it anymore or not if I could see, but I've seen her gather lots of it.
Huh.
And then there's a Queen of the Meta. She didn't do this, but a neighbor did. It's called Queen of the Meta, and I expect the girls find that when they have to find wildflowers, do you? It's got a blue flower on it.
Not Queen Anne's lace.
No. No, this is Queen of the Meta. I know where some of it grows. It grows up the holler where we used to live. And they'd take the roots of that and make tea for people who had kidney trouble.
Uh-huh.
Are you collecting old remedies too?
Yeah.
Would you, after I got so I couldn't see to go to college, I liked to go to college when I was working.
Uh-huh.
Well, I did some oral history for John Himes. I took it twice. And I interviewed a lady about old remedies and one about old superstitions, but I don't have either one of them tapes. I just got tapes for their family and didn't. I'm sure I could get one of them, though. Another remedy, and I bet you heard this one a lot. They give their children cheap nanny tea for to break out the measles.
Nanny berry tea? Nanny pill tea?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Have you ever used
that? No.
I've talked to people who have taken it.
Well, I guess they're still living. Didn't kill them. Huh?
Yeah, you told me.
Cheap manure tea, son.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that's another thing they used, too, back. If they had a bad sore on them, they'd use fresh cow manure and make a poultice. To draw, huh?
I've heard that'll draw good.
No, they did that to my dad. Of course, I didn't remember him, but I've heard him tell it. He had a bad sore on his leg.
Yeah.
And they didn't go out, you know, in the woods and get something that dried up. They just watched and got fresh. I think they're going back to some of these old remedies.
Yeah.
I think if we knew what they were, we wouldn't have to pay the doctors so much.
Right.
I probably could get you the tapes where I interviewed these people.
That'd be nice.
Was my daughter married into that family. Well, both of them, the superstitions was, you know Barbara.
Yeah.
You've seen Barbara. It was her mother that gave me the superstitions, and then Iris's husband's mother gave me the home remedies. And they told me I could get as many tapes made as I wanted to, but I only just got enough for their family and didn't get one for myself, I even interviewed Jesse about his life as a young boy and on the river.
Uh-huh.
I didn't keep one of them either, but my family's got them.
Uh-huh.
It's in the college library, all of them things is.
Uh-huh. That's good. I was wondering who made, in the straight behind you in the corner is a little knick-knack shelf, maybe with spools of old thread spools. And
yeah.
Who made that?
Well, I'd like to take the credit, but it was in the house when we moved down to the farm.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it was the woman that lived there, Bonnie Miller, made that. From quilt spools, you know. They don't have any wooden spools anymore. We could shed a little light on the subject. About this man that got it? Or why it was called geranctum?
Oh, just the whole story about it. Yeah.
Mom had a little poem about that, but I never could find it. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, these girls probably never heard about geranctum.
No, I don't think I have.
Well, I don't remember exactly how I told it before, but I know there was a man over at Urbank, and they called his Jake Carpenter. They called him Jake Squack. I don't know why. But he wasn't able to work, so he would take his sack and go out and hunt for things, you know, in the woods. He did a lot of ginsenging and things like that, and he found this peculiar-looking rock, and he sent it away, and the government said that there was uranium in it. So they was talking about it up at Urbacon, and this little girl said that she was telling about it, and she said, and Jake Squack went out and found some geranctum. So after that, everybody in Nurbacon called it geranctum.
Geranctum. And you don't remember how the little saying went at the poem?
No. I think maybe when I get to see this time, I'm going to be hunting for papers. But I'll have to watch and not get dust in my eyes and get infection.
I don't think so.
I think you have. Jenny, Jerry.
Go ahead.
I'm a Webster County lad, raised on ranch, mush, and bread, with meat of the rarest, purest kind, with possum and a beef to soothe the wildest grief and give rest to the weary, weary mind.
Think your mother made that?
No, she sung that before she went to Webster County.
Oh, yeah? Now, why did she go over there?
She was cooking for Aiken's sawmill down here. No, up there where the... Oh, you can't see the... Used to be three red gabled houses. But they're not red gabled anymore. There was a big sawmill there. Aiken's had a sawmill there. And she was cooking for the workers. And Aunt Posey came down there to work.
She didn't have to go over the mountain to the sawmill, did she?
Over to Urbacon?
From Urbacon?
No.
It was in Urbacon?
No, this was just right up here along the road, Route 5.
Oh, yeah.
Not too far away from where Graydon Richards lives.
Uh-huh.
And Aunt Posey came down there to work with, he had always traveled around with Aikens. He came down there to work, and he was 57, and she was 57. He never had been married. She'd been married twice before. But I guess they fell in love because they got married. They lived together 24 years, and her and her first husband was divorced after the first year. And then I was about 6 months old when my father died, so she spent more years with Aunt Posey. I thought Irv Aitken was a pretty little place.
Now, the Aikens Lumber Company, the way I know it, was over at Skiles, where we live.
Well, right they traveled around.
Yeah.
He worked there, and he worked at Fenwick, and and they come down in here, and he come with them. And she cooked. Mom cooked for him.
I see. Well, I'm... Okay, everybody be quiet.
There was an old woman lived by the seashore. Bow down, there was an old woman lived by the seashore. Bow and balance to me. There was an old woman lived by the seashore, and she had two daughters, three or four. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. A young man came a-courtin' there, bow down, and he courted the youngest fair. I'm not going to do any good on that nanny either.
Well, fellas, how you doing now?
I'm super gobslapsus or somewhat spizzorinctum.
Are you as big as life?
Big as life and large as natural. That wasn't the way it was it? Large.
I think you said twice.
What was it? Yeah, twice as natural. Big as life and twice as natural. She'd meet people on the street. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead.
She'd say, "How do, where are you going? What time is it? Give me a child of backer." She never did chew tobacco nor rub snuff, but she did say that to people.
Say it again.
How do? Where are you going? What time is it? Give me a child tobacco. I think man say that.
Yeah. Positively and absolutely.
Absolutely and positively.
Okay.
There was an old woman lived by the seashore. Bow down, there was an old woman lived by the seashore. Bow and balance to me. There was an old woman lived by the seashore, and she had children three or four. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. A young man came a-courtin' there. Bow down, a young man came a-courtin' there, bowin' balance to me. A young man came a-courtin' there, and he courted the youngest fair. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. He bought the youngest a fine fur hat. Bow down, he bought the youngest a fine fur hat. Bow and balance to me. He bought the youngest a fine fur hat. The oldest sister, she didn't like that. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. There was an old woman lived by the seashore. Bow down, there was an old woman lived by the seashore. Bow and balance to me. There was an old woman lived by the seashore, and she had daughters three or four. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. A young man came a-courtin' there. Bow down.
Okay, take five.
There was an old woman lived by the seashore. Bow down. There was an old woman lived by the seashore. Bow and balance to me. There was an old woman lived by the seashore, and she had daughters three or four. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. A young man came a-courtin' there. Bow down. A young man came a-courtin' there. Bow and balance to me. A young man came a-courtin' there, and he courted the youngest fair. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. He bought the youngest a fine fair hat. Bow down. He bought the youngest a fine fair hat. Bow and balance to me. He bought the youngest a fine fair hat. The oldest sister, she didn't like that. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. Oh, sister, let's walk by the seashore. Bow down. Oh, sister, let's walk by the seashore. Bow and balance to me. Oh, sister, let's walk by the seashore and see the ships come sailing o'er. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. And as they walked along by the sea brim, bow down. And as they walked along by the sea brim, bow and balance to me. And as they walked along by the sea brim, the oldest pushed the youngest one in. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. Oh, sister, lend me your hand. Bow down. Oh, sister, oh, sinster, oh, lend me your hand. Bow and balance to me. Oh, sister, oh, lend me your hand. And I'll give you my house and my land. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. I'll lend you neither my hand nor my glove. Bow down, I'll lend you neither my hand nor my glove. Bow and balance to me. I'll lend you neither my hand nor my glove, for all I want is your own true love. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. And when they found the maiden there, bow down, and when they found the maiden there, bow and balance to me. And when they found the maiden there, they made a bow of her golden hair. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. And when on the fiddle a bow it did sound, bow down, and when on the fiddle a bow it did sound, bow and balance to me. And when on the fiddle a bow it did sound, it said by my sister I was drowned. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me.
Okay.
Oh, the old dusty miller, and he lived by the mill, and the wheel turns around with a right good will, one hand on the hopper and the other on the sack. Lady step forward and the gent step back. Here we go, a sewing oats. Here we go, a sewing oats. Here we go, a sewing oats. And who shall be the binder? I have lost my true love. I have lost my true love. I have lost my true love. And right here I'll find her. The way that it goes now,
good.
You help me there. The way that it goes, a couple. Do you know how to play it?
No.
A couple starts, you know. Let's see.
Nobody didn't knock you down, though, like they did me when I sung that song.
Well, anyway, the old Dusty Miller, and he lived by the mill, and they hold hands like this. And the old Dusty Miller and the mill, and the wheel turns around with the right good will, one hand on the hopper. Yeah, they're on the sack. And then the ladies step forward and the gents step back.
Uh-huh.
And they keep going that way.
Uh-huh.
I've lost my true love. I've lost my true love. I've lost my true love. And right here I'll find her. And then whoever
you get standing opposite of.
Every time.
Uh-huh.
Mom did that with us this summer.
I had a girl one time. I was playing that game and I had a girl with another fella wanted, and he run into me and knocked me down, and then he run, and I caught him against the building and give him a good choking. That's been a long time ago. 75 or 80 years.
The song they was singing there, I don't want none of your weebly wheat, and I don't want none of your barley. Just take a little of the best. Got to make a cake for Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a game.
I can't remember.
Well, that's a game.
Jesse, did you ever hear the one that's something about mighty poor dog, needle-eye, mighty poor dog, needle-eye, in and out the briar bush?
No, I don't think.
That's
ever.
A game too.
If I do, I don't get to remember. Now, I can't remember hardly anything. I'm losing my memory with this going all over my body. Poor circulation going all over me. My head never worked. Eyes, ears.
I told him I was going to argue with my memory, didn't I?
That's
That's right.
I told you a while ago not to argue with my memory. But I done an awful poor job. They had, it's just like in the movies, they had to take five before they got.